thought I got rid of you. I thought I told you. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. You are listening to an elementary lesson here on Open Language. My name is Spencer.
And my name's Adam.
And it looks like we are talking about two types of people today.
That's right. Cat people and dog people.
That's right. So are you a cat person or a dog person?
So a lot of our users love pets, right? They love cats, they love dogs. Mm-hmm. We will talk about some other pets as well in today's lesson. Mm-hmm. We also do actually have a dog lesson. Mm-hmm. If you guys already know that you like dogs, you can go ahead and search... Just like Spencer's doing, you can go ahead and just...
Search roof.
Search dog, I think.
Search dog.
Or goals, you know what I mean? Anyway, guys, today we are talking not just about dogs, we're also talking about cats. So let's go ahead and listen to that dialogue three times.
All right.
Dialogue first time.
Honey, maybe we should get a pet.
Why?
One of my friends just got the cutest little dog. It's so adorable.
A dog? I'm much more of a cat person than a dog person.
Really? But cats are so cold. They just ignore you.
Don't badmouth cats. It just takes time for them to warm up to people.
I prefer dogs. They're so cuddly and close to humans.
Do you know how much work owning a dog is? You need to clean up after them. Walk them every day. Cats just take care of themselves.
What's the point of having a pet if you're not going to take care of it?
Okay. Let's just agree to disagree.
Dialogue, second time.
Honey, maybe we should get a pet.
Why?
One of my friends just got the cutest little dog. It's so adorable.
A dog? I'm much more of a cat person than a dog person.
Really? But cats are so cold. They just ignore you.
Don't badmouth cats. It just takes time for them to warm up to people.
I prefer dogs. They're so cuddly and close to humans.
Do you know how much work owning a dog is? You need to clean up after them. Walk them every day. Cats just take care of themselves.
What's the point of having a pet if you're not going to take care of it?
Okay. Let's just agree to disagree.
Dialogue, third time.
Honey, maybe we should get a pet.
Why?
One of my friends just got the cutest little dog. It's so adorable.
A dog? I'm much more of a cat person than a dog person.
Really? But cats are so cold. They just ignore you.
Don't badmouth cats. It just takes time for them to warm up to people.
I prefer dogs. They're so cuddly and close to humans.
Do you know how much work owning a dog is? You need to clean up after them. Walk them every day. Cats just take care of themselves.
What's the point of having a pet if you're not going to take care of it?
Okay. Let's just agree to disagree.
Okay, so we have two people, a girl and a guy, in our dialogue today, Emily and Ryan.
I think they're boyfriend, girlfriend,
yeah.
Husband, wife.
Seems to be. So Emily says, honey, maybe we should get a pet.
Okay, so I said this word pet in the intro. Mm-hmm. It's basically an animal that you own.
Yeah. Yeah, a pet is an animal that you own. Most common pets, household pets, are dogs and cats.
And fish.
And birds.
Birds, I guess.
Yeah, hamsters. Anyway, she wants to get a pet, right? And he says, why? She says, well, one of my friends just got the cutest little dog. It's so adorable.
Okay, so what's the difference between cute and adorable?
I guess adorable is like really cute.
Really super cute.
Yeah.
Can you say a guy is adorable?
A girl might say that about a guy.
It.
Oh, he's just so adorable.
Adorable.
Yeah, maybe. Adorable comes from the word adore, to really like something, right? So if something is adorable, it's just so likable. It's so cute. It's right.
Kind of like you.
Yeah. Many of our female listeners think I'm quite adorable. Okay. So Ryan here says, a dog, I'm much more of a, here we go, cat person than a dog person.
Okay. So first of all, we should say that cat person is not cat woman, the character from Batman.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a totally different thing. And this is going to be our grammar point for today.
That's right.
Because this is a really good way to describe what you like or what a person likes.
Yeah. So, for example, well, I have had cats. I've also had a dog. But I think I am much more of a dog person.
Ah, okay.
I do like dogs a bit more.
Okay, so that is a perfect example. Mm-hmm. You know, forgetting cats and dogs for a second, we also have a phrase called people person.
Yeah. If you don't like people,
then so you're much, not a people person.
Yeah, but if you are a people person, you like to talk a lot, you like to go out and be with people.
Meet people.
Yeah, we say socialize, a bit more of an advanced word for you there. But aside from being a cat person or a dog person or a people person, what other person can you be?
Me, personally, I'm not really a phone person.
Okay.
Now, I know everybody is always playing with their phones.
Mm-hmm.
I think I mean talking on the phone.
Okay, so you don't like to talk on the phone too much.
Right, so I'm not really a phone person.
Okay, not much of a phone person. You could say I'm not much of a, I don't know, tech person.
Right, because maybe you don't like computers or, again, the smartphones.
Yeah, I'm not super interested in technology.
Okay, guys, so go ahead and check out that grammar section. We'll put lots of different examples of this there.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Okay, so moving along here, Emily thinks cats are so cold. Not actually cold, but they ignore you.
Okay, so ignore just means don't pay attention to.
Right. They don't love you like dogs do.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, dogs usually want to be with you, and they seem to actually like you.
Yeah.
Where cats just want you to give them food.
Give me food and go away.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when you come home, the dog is going to...
Yeah.
He'll be very, very happy.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so how about this word ignore? What are some other ways we can use this word?
Right, this is an expansion word today. Well, you can ignore your boss.
You can always ignore people, right?
Yeah,
ignore anybody.
Yeah, you can ignore any person. You can ignore your health.
Okay, so if you go to the doctor and the doctor says you need to stop eating sugar, but you just keep eating sugar.
Yeah. Yeah, you just like candy so much, you keep eating it. That's ignoring your health, right? You could ignore the weather.
Okay.
And go out on a really cold day and not wear enough clothes.
Okay. I'm thinking more about that WeChat again.
Oh.
You know, people are always sending WeChat messages, and sometimes, you know, maybe the person sending you the message, like, for example, maybe Spencer sends me one that says, can I borrow $100?
And you just ignore the message?
I might just ignore the message.
Okay, ignore the message. You can ignore your phone.
Yes, you should sometimes. Yeah. You should ignore your phone.
Maybe you get a phone call and you hear ring, 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 but you don't answer the phone. You're ignoring your phone. Same thing. If you get, you know, messages and you hear the sound for your messages, the alert, and you don't look to them, you just ignore your phone.
Ignore it.
Yeah, right. Okay, cool. So you can ignore people. You can ignore things. You can ignore a lot of things. Either way, Ryan here seems to really like cats, and he just says, don't badmouth cats.
Okay, I love this word, badmouth. It just means say bad things about.
Yeah, but yeah, that's right. So to badmouth is to just speak badly of things.
Yeah, you can badmouth things or people or places, right? Like, I don't like it when people badmouth Canada.
Right, so there's many things that you can badmouth, just like there are many things you can ignore. Yeah. You can ignore anything and you can badmouth anything.
You got it.
Basically. Okay, either way, still talking about cats here. It takes time for them to warm up to people.
Okay, so we just said that cats are very cold.
Mm-hmm.
But Spencer said that doesn't mean cold like brrr.
Yeah, like you touch it and it's cold.
Like in the winter is cold.
Yeah,
it means more like feeling,
mm-hmm.
right? They are cold because they don't let you touch them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to play.
Mm-hmm.
But when they warm up to you, it means that they start to like you.
Exactly. So to warm up to something means to start to like something. And this is also a part of our expansion today.
Right. Okay, so cats are not the only thing that warm up. You can really warm up to anything.
Yeah.
A person. You could warm up to a place.
You could warm up to a type of food, maybe.
Sure, yeah, like mushrooms.
Yeah.
I never used to like mushrooms. I'm slowly warming up to them.
Yeah, you're starting to like them more and more. Right. Yeah, so you can warm up to people, places, things, a job.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you can start your job, and at first you don't really like it, mm-hmm. but then you see, oh, okay, this is all right. I can do this job.
Yeah, you start to warm up to your job.
Right.
But Emily here still prefers dogs. She says they're so cuddly and close to humans.
Okay, so cuddly here is like soft.
Mm-hmm. You like to touch it.
You like to touch it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, usually like dogs are cuddly. Stuffed animals mm-hmm. are pretty cuddly.
Babies.
Babies, I guess it depends how old the baby is. Like I just met my cousin's 2-week old baby. It's not very cuddly.
Not old enough to be cuddly.
Not old enough to be cuddly.
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, this comes from the verb to cuddle
mm-hmm.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
And cuddle is kind of like, you know, you hold someone.
Hold and hug.
And hug, and your bodies are very close together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, as a Canadian, it's very important on cold winter nights to find someone to cuddle with.
To stay warm.
You got to stay warm.
Yeah, that's right. Here we are now see some other, I guess, downsides to dogs. You need to clean up after them.
Oh, yeah.
Walk them every day.
Okay, so any one of our listeners who is a dog person or a dog owner, you guys will understand this.
Yeah, that's right. Clean up after means to clean something after something's happened.
Mm.
So maybe the dog made a mess in the house, so you need to clean the dog's mess.
Right. It's not just the mess. It's also like the person or thing that made the mess.
Yeah.
Like, for example, when I was a kid, my parents always had to clean up after me.
Mm.
People have to clean up after, you know, their dogs or after their
kids
or friends, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, friends come over and make a big mess.
Yeah, exactly. So you're basically cleaning up somebody else's mess.
Exactly. Okay, and there we have to walk the dog. You just take it out?
Yeah, take it for a walk.
Yeah, exactly.
Most dogs in English know this word walk.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm kind of curious about Chinese dogs.
Hmm.
Like, if you guys say, what, it's time to liu go.
Yeah, liu go.
But if the dog, like, hears that, you know, like, liu.
Liu go.
Yeah. Because you could just say walk in English, and the dog gets really excited.
Yeah, the dog's like, yes, go outside. Yeah, walk. It's funny. So, yeah, to take your dog on a walk means to go walk with your dog.
Right. And it could be for exercise, or maybe it just needs to go to the WC.
Mm-hmm. So cats just take care of themselves. So Emily's like, well, what's the point of having a pet if you're not going to take care of it?
Yeah, it's a really good question.
Yeah.
Actually, a lot of questions that start with what's the point,
mm-hmm.
You know, they can be pretty good questions.
Mm-hmm.
It basically just means why.
Yeah. Why would you do that?
Why would you do that? But it's so much stronger than why.
No, it's true. Yeah. What's the point? It's like, what's the point? Like,
no, why would I do this?
Yeah, it just sounds, well, we say pointless.
Pointless, yeah.
Yeah, there's no point. There's no purpose.
Reason.
There's reason
exactly.
To do it, right? Yeah, so what's the reason, you know, to have a pet if you're not going to take care of it? Okay, cool. So he just says, let's just agree to disagree.
Right, because they're not going to agree.
Nope.
Right? One of them wants a dog, one of them wants a cat.
Mm-hmm.
it sounds like there's no way to solve this problem.
Yeah.
So we can just use this great phrase, let's just agree to disagree.
Yeah, agree to disagree really is useful. You know, you're having a debate or an argument or a discussion with someone, and you guys just can't, we say, see eye to eye.
Mm.
You just don't agree with each other, and you're not going to agree. So, forget about it.
Yeah.
Just agree to disagree.
You got it.
You like cats, I like dogs. It's okay.
Okay, guys, well, lots of pretty useful vocab words there. Why don't we go ahead and listen to that dialogue three more times?
All right.
Dialogue first time.
Honey, maybe we should get a pet.
Why?
One of my friends just got the cutest little dog. It's so adorable.
A dog? I'm much more of a cat person than a dog person.
Really? But cats are so cold. They just ignore you.
Don't badmouth cats. It just takes time for them to warm up to people.
I prefer dogs. They're so cuddly and close to humans.
Do you know how much work owning a dog is? You need to clean up after them. Walk them every day. Cats just take care of themselves.
What's the point of having a pet if you're not going to take care of it?
Okay, okay. Let's just agree to disagree.
Dialogue, second time.
Honey, maybe we should get a pet.
Why?
One of my friends just got the cutest little dog. It's so adorable.
A dog? I'm much more of a cat person than a dog person.
Really? But cats are so cold. They just ignore you.
Don't badmouth cats. It just takes time for them to warm up to people.
I prefer dogs. They're so cuddly and close to humans.
Do you know how much work owning a dog is? You need to clean up after them. Walk them every day. Cats just take care of themselves.
What's the point of having a pet if you're not going to take care of it?
Okay, okay. Let's just agree to disagree.
Dialogue, third time.
Honey, maybe we should get a pet.
Why?
One of my friends just got the cutest little dog. It's so adorable.
A dog? I'm much more of a cat person than a dog person.
Really? But cats are so cold. They just ignore you.
Don't badmouth cats. It just takes time for them to warm up to people.
I prefer dogs. They're so cuddly and close to humans.
Do you know how much work owning a dog is? You need to clean up after them. Walk them every day. Cats just take care of themselves.
What's the point of having a pet if you're not going to take care of it?
Okay, okay. Let's just agree to disagree.
All right, so that pretty much does it for us today. Should we have a little chit-chat before we get out of here?
What do you want to chit-chat about?
We talk a little bit about dogs. Or you know, you're more of a cat person, right?
I'm neither. I guess you could say I'm not really a pet person.
Not a pet person.
Yeah.
Not a pet guy.
Not a pet guy, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Fish, I guess. I could get some fish.
Okay, but those are kind of boring.
Yeah, I like people. I mm-hmm. guess I am more of a people person.
Mm.
Last time I looked, you're not allowed to have people as pets.
That's too bad.
Well, to be honest with you, the real reason is because I've met a lot of foreigners in China who have pets.
Mm.
And then they just leave.
Yeah, and they just leave the pet.
They just leave the pet. And I think that is the worst thing. Like, really, the worst people do that. You get a pet, you know, a dog or a cat, and then you just leave.
Mm. I can understand that. I myself am more of a dog person.
Mm.
And I've even thought about I've thought about getting a dog. But I don't think I'm, you know, one, I live in an apartment.
Mm.
I think dogs should be, you know,
They need space.
They need space to run around. And I don't know, I'm also pretty busy, so I don't think I'd be the best owner.
Mm.
So me getting a dog is kind of, well, it's kind of selfish. I'm not really thinking of the dog.
Right.
Now, am I?
Exactly.
So, yeah, I can understand your point, too, about leaving pets. Mm. Well, that about does it for us today, guys. We'd like to know, guys, are you a cat person or a dog person? What kind of pets do you like?
Right.
Maybe you like birds.
Yeah, if you're a bird person, mm-hmm. that is totally okay.
I actually have a neighbor, this old guy. He walks his birds every day.
Yeah, I think walking birds is something that's much more common here.
Yeah.
Because when I first heard the idea of walking birds,
yeah.
I thought, well, that sounds... Why would you walk a bird? Anyway, I'm sorry. Guys, as always, thank you so much for listening.
That's right.
Keep those comments coming,
mm-hmm.
and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
For more English podcasts, stay tuned to 开言英语每天听.